This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the billions of dollars in new spending in the budget is designed to help the economy recover from the pandemic. While presenting his third budget, Mr. Frydenberg outlined a primary goal of reducing Australia's unemployment rate to 4.5%. The majority of the spending is going to vulnerable people like the elderly, children, and people with a disability. Mr. Frydenberg told Channel 9 that boosting jobs is at the center of the budget.
You know, the budget we delivered last night will help make the Australian economy stronger and see that the momentum that we've seen in the jobs recovery so far continues. We know that the jobs are coming back, but we've got to keep investing in skills, in infrastructure, in providing tax relief for families, as well as business investment incentives. Lock in that recovery and drive the unemployment rate down, then that will be good news for all of us.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says Australian workers are being left behind. Wages growth has been flat in Australia for several years, and Mr. Chalmers says workers shouldn't have to experience cuts in their real wages.
It's remarkable that the government could spend so much money in such a short period of time and have so little to show for it. One of the problems that we have with the budget last night, it was a massive missed opportunity to set this country up for the future in a way that lets working Australians get a piece of the action.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is expected to decide this weekend whether to end coronavirus restrictions imposed in the state last week after a Sydney man tested positive. The state's health authorities are working to find the missing link who infected the man. Ms. Berejiklian says changes to restrictions like mask wearing on public transport and a 20-person visitor limit for homes will depend on the advice she receives from health experts. Former Australian Medical Association President Dr. Tony Bartone says the issue of hotel quarantine leaks needs to be properly examined. Dr. Bartone says airborne transmission between guests staying on the same hotel floor or in adjacent rooms is a major factor.
Yes, we've learnt a lot about quarantine hotels. We've learnt a lot about the virus and its behaviour. We've improved systems, but it just seems to be continuing this process of leaking out. And I think it's time that we look at all the available evidence and what we need to do to ensure that we continue to protect the public.
The US is calling on Israel and the Palestinians to stop violent attacks by both sides. It comes as Palestinian militants launched dozens of rockets from Gaza in response to new Israeli airstrikes. At least 30 people have been killed and hundreds injured. Spokesperson for the U.S. Department of State, Ned Price, says fighting needs to stop.
We are deeply concerned about the escalation between Israel and those launching rockets from Gaza, and we call for restraint and for calm. Israel has the right to defend itself and to respond to rocket attacks. The Palestinian people also have the right to safety and security, just as Israelis do.
The Biden administration says it will continue supporting a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is being briefed daily on developments in Jerusalem and Gaza.
The president and his team will continue to pursue the conditions for diplomacy, dialogue and de-escalation, and protection of civilians, even as we work together with our friends to deter acts of violence and terrorism.
And now to sport. Manchester City has secured its third English Premier League title in the last 4 years. It is the club's fifth Premier League title overall, and it was officially clinched after Manchester United lost 2-1 to Leicester City. Coach Pep Guardiola has won the title in 9 of the 12 seasons he's managed in Europe's top 5 leagues, and in that period, he has won 31 trophies. City's biggest match of the season awaits, the UEFA Champions League final against Chelsea. But fans are celebrating.
Ecstatic, absolutely ecstatic. Long time coming, we've deserved it. It's ours, it's back in the rightful place.
City.
This is how it feels to be City. This is how it feels to be small. No, it feels great, it feels absolutely amazing. Obviously, it's not the first time in recent years, but it's great, yeah. It's just euphoric. After the year everybody's had, it's so good to have a little bit of joy back in our lives again. So, thank you, Pep. Thank you, Manchester City.
I'll go to work tomorrow smiling.
I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. This is SBS News in Easy English.